Sidney Crosby returned to the ice on November 21st after almost 11 months away from it due to a concussion. In a mere 6 games, he's tallied a thoroughly impressive 11 points, which is perhaps even more striking considering that somehow he went scoreless in Thursday's 2-1 win over Washington. Here to help us appreciate Crosby's accomplishments is Bob McKenzie of Canadian Network TSN. Bob, welcome to Only a Game.
Glad to be here.
Before his return last week, Crosby had not played competitive hockey since January 1st. Is anybody surprised at how quickly he returned to form?
No, I don't think so. Special players do special things. And on top of that, he had been practicing at a very high tempo for quite a few weeks. Almost since towards the end of training camp, he was going 100% in practice. And practices aren't the same as games, but I don't recall another player who's gone 10 months between games in the National Hockey League who probably went in with a better foundation for conditioning, timing, practicing skills, was at an extremely high level for a prolonged period of time.
In a column you wrote last week, you contrasted Crosby's return to that of former Penguins star Mario Lemieux, who lit the league up in 1993 after treatment for cancer, and then again in 2000 after a 3-year retirement. Do you think Crosby's comeback so far, anyway, has been as impressive as Lemieux's?
Well, it's different, and they're hard to compare, but you can't get away from the fact that, you know, Crosby's an iconic Pittsburgh player, Lemieux was an iconic Pittsburgh player. In 1993, he was diagnosed with cancer in January and missed a couple of months of NHL action. And when he left the NHL, he was well in the lead for the scoring race. When he came back, he was 12 points behind Pat LaFontaine, and he scored almost an average of 3 points a game in the final 20-odd games of the season to finish 12 points ahead of LaFontaine. It was one of the most remarkable things anybody's really ever done in the NHL. And no one's suggesting coming back from a concussion is anything like coming back from cancer. So there are comparisons to it. It's a pretty remarkable effort so far, and close to 2 points a game for Crosby since he's come back.
Do you expect that Sidney Crosby will someday be considered among the very greatest hockey players of all time?
Well, certainly if he stays healthy and he's able to play a good long career, I don't have any doubts that he can play it at an extremely high level. I think he's arguably the best player in the game right now. The issue is sustaining it. We've seen whether it was Eric Lindros, whether it was Peter Forsberg, Jaromir Jagr, the list goes on and on. There's a lot of really good players that have played this game, but none of them have had the staying power and utter domination, especially statistically, that Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux had. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys, what they did was so far beyond their peers, you couldn't even get into a discussion and say who was close to Gretzky, who was close to Lemieux, other than each other, against each other. That's a challenge for guys like Crosby, and we're even seeing it with Ovechkin. You know, 2 years ago, people would have said Ovechkin was the best player in the game. He was dominant. He was dynamic. Now he's struggling to be a 30-goal scorer in this year's NHL. It's a hard league, the NHL, and it's really hard to sustain high-end excellence. But if anybody's going to do it, I would put my money on Crosby.
TSN hockey insider Bob McKenzie has been a hockey commentator for over 20 years. You can link to his column about Sidney Crosby's return at our website, onlyagame.org. Bob, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Appreciate it.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Oh, the games people play. At least the male people, at least one pub in the UK. Gordon McSween has invented a video game being played by gents using the urinals in a pub in Cambridge. Besides entertaining the lads, who'd otherwise just be, you know, standing there, the game bombards each player with ads suggesting what they should order when they return to the bar. At the end of the game, players are encouraged to record their scores, which are posted to a live leaderboard, so competition between friends can be encouraged and a champion can be crowned. Then maybe the winner gets doused with Gatorade or something.